Daily Good News, Volume 1, Chapter 8. What it means to receive the grace of God by faith. He says, "In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you." How complete and all-pervading is the reign of grace in the life where it is not received in vain. The Lord has set down the following list, embracing all things in which we shall approve ourselves unto God. Read it carefully, in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings. By purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report. As deceivers, and yet true. As unknown, and yet well known. As dying, and behold we live. As chastened, and yet not killed. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing, and yet possessing all things. This list covers all the experiences that can ever enter the life of any believer in this world. Where the grace of God is not received in vain, that grace will so take possession and control of the life that every experience will be turned to making us approved unto God, and building us up in perfection to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We then, as workers together with Him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain.